Welcome to the Espresso Boys podcast. Wait. No, keep it going. Keep it going. Welcome back to the Espresso Boys podcast, a podcast about nothing where we talk about everything. I'm your bad boy, Espresso Boy, Brandon Thomas Tall, hyphen Holly.
I'm your cute boy, Espresso Boy, Caleb Tegler. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you greatly.
This is guerrilla style podcast in that we are recording in a kitchen, no mic stands,
trench warfare,
no
podcast.
Chairs. We're doing this on top of some baking table. Maya's doing dishes in the background. P. Diddy's up on the stage preaching his little heart out. So if it sounds clanky, power through it.
I believe this is our 30th episode. The big 3-0.
Big 3-0. Dirty yep. 30.
The dirty 30.
Welcome to the club, gang.
Yeah.
Whoever's in that club, we're in it now, too. It's like we should have a jacket. Like when Justin Timberlake hosted the SNL for the 15th time or whatever. Mm-hmm. We need to get a jacket.
Okay, let's get a jacket.
All right. Which brings us to our next point, Patreon.
No. We got to introduce our topics.
Oh, yeah, we're still in the intro part. Okay, for sure.
This is our 30th episode, yeah, so we're still kind of warming up.
Okay, so our topics this fine morning, we're talking about the grind, baby.
I'm talking about the movie Unbreakable, featuring America's sweetheart, Samuel L. Jackson, and the famed Bruce Willis of the Bruce Willis Comedy Central roast.
First things first, business.
We have our Patreon, patreon.com/TheExpressoBoys. We have a couple of tiers there you can donate money at, and it pays our bills and keeps the lights on. Not really, but it could eventually.
I mean, it could. It's not like impossible. It's just a thing that could happen. We're not there, but it could happen.
We're close, but we're not there.
So anyways, Patreon, that helps us to get cool new equipment. It helps us to, it motivates us. That's a
motivates
thing.
Motivates us.
Anyways, we do have a few Patreon patrons on there already. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate you so much for all that you do in regards to the
Brian.
Espresso Boys and Brian. So that's business number one. Social media accounts at the Espresso Boys.
Twitter,
all around.
Instagram, YouTube.
True Tube.
Also, we have we're going to do a special outro. Go look up Twain, that is T-W-A-N-E, on SoundCloud. He is a very famous boy.
Very famous.
He reached out to us and said, hey, please, I'd love to get a little shout out from the boys. Here's an outro song I made for you guys specifically.
Perfect.
So you guys will hear that at the end. Go look him up on SoundCloud.
We want to do your topic first?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
So there's this movie called Unbreakable. It came out.
What's the Netflix?
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Okay. Different Bruce Willis.
Different Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis, not Kimmy Schmidt.
Got it. Okay.
It came out in the year 2000, which was a weird time.
That's
because
18 years ago.
The Y2K bug was still going around. People were still catching that.
There's a bunch of mad cows.
Yeah.
Tipping human beings over. It was their time.
Didn't
for
have
revenge.
To take your shoes off at the airport yet.
Whew, what a good time!
It was
glorious
a different,
time. You
different
could take,
time.
You could take a big gulp on the plane. No
I
problem.
Was three,
so you remember a lot.
I remember a lot.
I was eight, so it was a pretty influential year for me. That was, you know what was funny actually? That was the first year I told my mom that I wanted to go to bed before she put me down to bed.
Wow.
Yeah. Like she not put me down. That's again. I was an 8-year-old child, so I wasn't like getting put down. But you know, willingly went to bed, not forced to go to bed.
And when you were 12 years old, you finally stopped breastfeeding.
Yep. That was a big year, too, for me.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I remember that was, I was during the New Year's. It was December 30th. First? Wow. What's how many?
December 31st.
Probably like 8 or 9 o'clock. No, probably like 10 o'clock. When I was like, hey, I'm tired. Can I go to bed? And she said, yeah, that means you're getting older. I'm like, yeah, I guess I am. Slept good that night. Anyways, year 2000.
So it came out in the year 2000. It's about this guy. Played by Bruce Willis.
Not Kimmy Schmidt.
Played by the unbreakable Bruce Willis.
Yep.
And he's in an accident on a train, okay?
Mm.
Everybody dies except for him.
It's unbreakable, dude.
He's unbreakable. And so he's like, why did I live through that?
Okay.
And then
real existential crisis.
Yeah. So he's in this weird state of mind. And then he's talking to, or then you find out later, that he was in a car accident a few years before.
Didn't die.
His wife died.
Oh, but he did not. Didn't die. He's unbreakable.
And then you find out later, spoilers, guys, if you haven't seen this movie from the year
2000. Oh,
come on. You find out later that he was, as a child, he almost drowned.
But he didn't.
But he didn't.
Unbreakable.
He's unbreakable.
Okay.
And so Samuel L. Jackson.
Also unbreakable?
No, he's the opposite. He's
very breakable.
He has like brittle bone disease.
Ooh.
And so he's really into like comic books and stuff.
Nerd.
Yeah. And he says that he's like spent his life doing research because he thinks that like if there's someone physically on the spectrum like him who's so weak and brittle, there must be someone on the opposite side of the spectrum.
Unbreakable.
Who's quote unquote.
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
Okay. No, it makes sense.
And so he like looks at, he watches news headlines and stuff to try to find this.
Does he have a bunch of like news articles?
He does. Taped on like a beautiful mind.
Yeah.
So he's trying to find this person who's unbreakable, just because I thought it was gonna be like he wanted to use their blood to strengthen himself or something, but no, it didn't have anything to do with that. So this movie's good, and I really liked it. It came out in the year 2000. That's important. Okay.
Okay.
So flash forward.
Yeah. Flash forward.
Flood forward to the year 2017.
Okay.
This movie, you may have heard of it, called Split.
Yeah.
It comes out, and it's the same director, M. Night Shyamalan.
Ugh. Avatar The Last Airbender, need I say more?
That's a good point.
Ugh.
So this movie comes out. It's a great movie. Everybody loves it. It's about, I forget the actor's name, but he has split personality. He has like 27 different personalities, and he kidnaps these girls, and they're like are trying to use him to help him use his other personalities to help him escape from the guy who kidnapped him.
Okay.
It's a really good movie. But then at the end of this movie, okay, you're like, wow, love this movie. It was great.
Classic film.
Yeah. He gets put in like an insane asylum, and at the end, the last like 30 seconds of the movie, Bruce Willis appears.
Ooh.
And it's him from Unbreakable, his character. And somebody's like, they're talking about the guy from Split, and they're like, he seemed to have some kind of superpower because he, like, one of his personalities, like, had superhuman strength.
Right.
And so it was like, they were like, it's like the one guy from 17 years ago. What was his name? And then Bruce Willis appears and he says, Mr. Glass, which is Samuel L. Jackson's character's name. So there's two movies that are seemingly.
No, wait, hold on. Who said it was like 17 years ago?
Some random person.
He said it's like the guy from 17 years ago?
Yeah.
Who was like the guy?
He's talking about like the superhero type people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, because everyone knew that this dude was like turned into a monster or whatever, right? Okay.
So Bruce Willis appears in the last 30 seconds.
Can you say so louder again?
So
perfect.
Bruce Willis appears and he says that his name was Mr. Glass. And then it ends.
Huh.
So these two movies seemingly unconnected. And then there was an announcement recently that in the year 2019...
Next year,
there's coming out with a movie called Mr. Glass, which connects the two, and it's
connects Split and Mr. Glass.
It connects Split and Unbreakable.
Oh, I see. Okay.
To this new movie.
Oh, I got you. Okay,
Mr.
okay,
Glass.
Okay.
Or actually, I think it's just called Glass.
Gotcha.
So here's my question to you.
Yeah.
What seemingly unrelated movies would you like to come together, Brandon?
The Devil Wears Prada.
Mm-hmm.
And A Beautiful Mind.
Why?
Have you seen The Devil Wears Prada? It's a very good movie, actually.
Okay.
No, it is very
is
good.
Is it a musical?
Nope.
I always thought it was a musical.
Anne Hathaway at her finest.
So it is a musical.
Acting her
it's
heart
Anne Hathaway,
out.
So it is a musical.
No. She sang one time in Les Miserables.
You seen Princess
Diaries? Les Miserables.
I think she sings in
Does
one of those.
Does she sing in there, too?
On the second one. Her
you
and Julia Roberts
thought
and Raven Princess Simone.
You remember how I thought Princess Diaries was a scary movie? I'm still not convinced it's not, okay?
Oh, it is a scary movie.
If I could have some connections, what were those connections? See you, Maya.
Bye, Maya. Thank you for doing dishes.
Gotta love Maya. Hey, shout out to Maya and Caden getting married.
Well, not... No.
What?
Just dating. That's actually Caden Brown, friend of the podcast.
He was on
an episode.
Yeah, he was on there with Braden White.
Uh-huh.
Anyways... If I could have some movies connected, intertwined.
I've not thought about this at all.
I haven't either, obviously.
Sorry about all the noise, guys. Like we said, we're in trench warfare right now.
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
It is really loud. I think, okay, let's get, what's two movies?
Well, you know what would be a good one?
What?
Maybe something like Hulk and Iron Man.
You seen any of the Avengers movies?
No. What is that?
Yeah, I know the movie Hulk. I know the movie Iron Man, yeah.
Yeah, those. If you can, like, maybe those are, like, the, so if it's, like, the same world, uh-huh. You know what I mean? Same universe. That'd like be kind of fun, seeing them maybe fight by, side by side or something.
Have you seen Civil Avengers movies?
No. I don't know what that is. That a new one?
A new, came out, like, probably, like, 6 years ago.
What is it? It
has the Hulk, Iron Man,
wait,
Captain
it does?
America.
Who's that?
Captain America. You don't know Thor?
I know a little bit about the Greek god.
Oh my. You really don't know any of this?
I don't know any of those.
You didn't hear anything about the new Avengers Infinity War movie that came out earlier this year that had over 16 different superheroes?
I don't have cable.
What? It's not on. It's a movie. It's
well, I just on. Don't see very many ads or anything like that.
Hmm. You ever like walk down the street and seen a billboard?
I try to avoid those.
I don't look.
Bounce
up.
My eyes. I like to keep my eyes focused on the road.
Okay. Now here's what I thought. Since we're on the topic of Bruce Willis,
right?
What if we had? We're gonna combine Split,
okay,
with every Bruce Willis movie. Turns out he has multiple personality disorder, and he's always Bruce Willis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's never a character, but it's just a different personality he has. So if you're watching like the movie The Kid from the year 1998,
nice. Yep.
With Bruce Willis,
yep.
That's not it is Bruce Willis,
but it's like, oh, I like that. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, so Bruce Willis is the person.
Yeah.
And then each character is a different personality.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Yeah. You know, another big, actually, I mean, this would just be, I just like Easter eggs. It's like all the Pixar movies, right? Like there are Easter eggs, like trying to figure out if
connecting
they're all in the same universe and mm-hmm. all that. It'd be cool if they did something with like the Truman Show. You know what I mean? Like it'd be fun to make a movie that was outside of the world during the Truman Show.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. You know. Dude, I had an idea.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone about this the other day. I want them to make a sequel to The Truman Show, and it's more like a documentary style.
That'd be
of
cool.
Of Truman
oh,
after.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Wouldn't that be so sick?
That'd be awesome.
And Jim Carrey now, he's like kind of crazy, so it'd be even more perfect.
Appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know Truman's messed up.
No, yeah, you don't come Truman's out of that just up. Like, oh, cool, this is what it is now? Perfect.
Yeah.
No. Like, are you kidding me? Like, when he walked out of the studio and encountered probably, I mean, he said,
in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
And then walks out.
And he walks out.
And immediately
out.
Probably had a bum
dude,
yell at him and like scream in his face. You don't do that where he was living.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine you're coming out of that situation unscathed, walking into this real world, this real horrid world that we're living
and
in.
And everybody knows him. Everybody knows who Truman is. So he can't even walk down the street without, I mean, he doesn't know where he's at, you know?
That's a nightmare. Do you remember that one movie? It was probably like maybe 7 to 10 years ago. I forgot. I forgot what it was called, but it's about how the world, like all the women in the world are unable to make babies, like they're unfertile or whatever the term is. And it's following the story of this one guy. So the world's kind of just falling apart and in ruins slightly. Mm-hmm. But it follows the story of this one guy who is, finds a woman who's pregnant, and it's like this crazy big deal and they have to protect her and keep her safe and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have your crap? I forgot what it is. I'll have to look
I don't
it
know
up.
What it is. It doesn't sound familiar.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like something like a World of Men or what? I don't know. I'll find it.
Secret Life of Pets.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So you understood my description.
So I have seen it, yeah.
Okay, cool. Right on. I thought that description was like there's a few subtle hints in there. So I'm glad I laid that on pretty thick for you. Anyways, that's a good movie. Children of Men. That's the movie. Children of Men.
I'm glad you just remembered that a second
me too.
Later.
That was really good timing.
Yeah.
Children of Men, that's what the movie is. I don't know how it related to the topic or what you just said, but it's very, 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 very good, basically about how the women are no longer fertile and they can't create new babies. So the opening scene is how like it captures this guy's getting coffee in this donut shop or whatever, and on the TV is the news, and the world's youngest kid, not kid, he was like 20 something years old.
Yeah,
he died by like got killed, and he's no longer the youngest. Like, so 26 years had gone by since,
yeah.
So, anyways, very good.
Children of Men. So, we're talking about movies that should go together. Are you familiar with Jimmy Timmy Power Hour?
No.
Did you ever watch Jimmy Neutron?
Yeah.
And The Fairy OddParents?
Oh, yeah.
There was a Jimmy Timmy Power Hour where they mixed the two together.
I remember that.
Yeah, and it was like the different animations like switched.
Yep.
Those were cool. Or then there was the Suite Life on Deck.
Suite Life with Zach and Cody.
Suite Life on Deck
with Zach and Cody.
Hannah Montana.
Hmm, okay.
Yeah.
Little collab,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we switch to your topic, Brian?
Let's do it, baby.
Okay, topic number two.
The grind.
As Gary Vee once said.
I wish I could do a Gary Vee impersonation.
Here it is, ready?
I want to talk to you about the grind. I can't even do it. I don't know how he does it. Yeah, he has like a weird voice. It's like kind of raspy, but it's also kind of high. Yeah.
Humbly aggressive.
I also have to swear a lot. And Caleb's
like
mom
a
would
sailor.
Not like that.
She would not
one
like that.
Bit.
Yeah, she would not like that, Brandon.
Anyways, the grind. So, we've been doing this for almost a year.
Yeah.
Close to a year now. When was our first episode?
Close
to Christmas. 30 episodes out. How many weeks are in a year?
52.
So we have 22 more episodes to do before it's a full year.
Well, we missed a few here and there, believe it or not.
You know, a couple. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, servant.
He's not a servant. He's our close friend. Anthony Nisko, everyone.
We'd love to have him on the podcast, but it's just we're really busy. And
it's just a lot going on.
Our schedules don't really mix that well.
Yeah, because the days that you're available, we're not. That's the thing.
And I know you're right here, but it's like we didn't bring an extra mic, and I don't want to share. So
anyways,
sorry,
there's
bud.
That. Okay, so back to the grind. 30 episodes in, almost a year of doing this. Let's just be honest here.
Okay.
Our listening count has not really changed much.
Yep.
We're pretty consistent as far as that stuff goes.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, Twitter, those aren't really growing too much.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's only a reflection of our work that we're putting in it, right?
For sure.
But this is a freaking grind. So here's my thoughts. How are you feeling almost a year into this podcast? How do you feel about what we're doing, how we're doing it? Just blanket statement. How do you feel about where we're at so far?
Going into this podcast, my goal was not necessarily to have a big, huge podcast. It was just to have fun.
Sure.
Make each other laugh.
Yeah.
So if that's our goal, we're succeeding.
We're doing it.
But with that being said, we do now have a Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
We do now make tens of dollars a month.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of pressure behind that.
Yeah.
So we do it for ourselves first. We do it for the fans second.
Is that the right mentality to have?
Yeah, that's the right mentality.
I don't know.
We do it for ourselves. You give us money. Thank you.
So I think that for like me, my personality type is not one that I don't feel comfortable just settling. Like,
yeah,
if I do something, I'm going all in, right? So we've
make
seen
a million.
This. I mean, yeah, just like, yeah, and like making money would be cool. I don't really care about that. I want not influence, because that's too big of a word.
I do want to get to a point where like if we ask a question out on Twitter, we get like a bunch of
responses, right?
So,
yeah.
Just so that it like would fuel the conversation
totally.
Behind
I want to build a community. That's kind of like my thing. But the challenge is, dude, it's freaking hard. Like, I mean, I've been streaming on Twitch for a little... I think maybe probably like a year and some change now. Mm-hmm. And my average viewer count is zero still.
Wow. Well, I feel like Twitch is even harder. I feel like Twitch is probably the hardest thing because
it's
such a specific type of person that watches that.
So you go on, like, and this is a hard part too. This is where the grind comes into play, man, because growing any sort of platform, first off, we are small fish in a big pond.
Yeah.
Like, making a podcast is not a unique idea anymore, right? Like, this is not something that, I mean, Gary Vee even says it himself. You can do it on your phone. You just hold your phone up to your ear, record whatever you want to. You just made a 30-second podcast. Like, that's how it works. But, so it's obviously a crazy competitive area. But, like, you go on, and Twitch is the same exact way, if not, like you said, a little bit more challenging. But you go on to these, you type in Google, how to grow my podcast or how to grow Twitch.
Get a celebrity.
Dude, yeah, seriously. There's one for the listeners out there. We were looking that up, and then one of them literally said, one of like tip number 8 of 10 get a celebrity on the podcast.
Easy.
Oh, great Easy. Idea, dude. That's fantastic.
I wish I thought of that.
But what's frustrating is a lot of these suggestions will basically be like, and get your audience involved, like engage in your audience, like talk back to them and all that. I'm like, what if I don't have an audience, dude? Are you kidding?
Average viewer zero.
Yeah, like, so wait, this doesn't apply. That doesn't work for me, right? Yeah. So my thing is like, I would love an audience. If I have an audience of people, I know I can entertain them. And specifically again, for my Twitch, I want to do it to where fully stealing my bim bam in the sense of like, I want to ask people to ask questions or find questions and do all that. And, you know, answer them in a funny way, lighthearted way and all that. But kind of hard to do when you don't have zero, when you have zero viewers.
Yeah.
And the same kind of applies for podcasts. We have some really consistent listeners, which you guys are amazing.
Love you.
And this is, I mean, I don't know about Caleb, but I do it for the people.
No, I do it for myself.
Okay. All right. But yeah, I think it's fun. This is the fun stuff that, like being able to have consistent listeners, people talking to it and saying, I like the podcast. Like that was a funny thing. Like that's what's like, great. That's amazing. People are actually like, it's encouraging. People are actually listening, but growing that audience base is so challenging because like, first off, I don't even know good ways to market.
Yeah.
Like how do you freaking market this stuff, dude? Like my go-to thing is Reddit, but you go onto anything that has like a real audience on any subreddit that has an audience, the rules are like no self-promotion.
Yeah, I know.
Perfect. So I'm going to go to the one site that you promote your Twitch on that allows it, like the subreddit, promote your Twitch, promote your podcast. I'll go to that one site where everyone else is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like no one's going on to there. Be like, ooh, I wonder which one I'm going to follow today. So it's like, I feel like it's a lot of hard work with a little bit of luck, but that luck is like such a giant piece. So
I was at Nugget last week and I was wearing our Expresso Boys t-shirts.
Nice.
There's only two in the world. I have one. Brandon has
one. Right.
And this, what the guy behind the counter, he saw my shirt and he said, sick shirt. And then he walked away. And so like,
you missed a moment.
I don't know if it was like, he just thought it was a cool shirt or, but it's kind of like not a cool shirt. So I feel like it's a very specific thing.
Right.
So I was like, do you know it? And then he like walked away. So I was like, all right,
there's your
sick
engagement.
Man.
Yeah.
I love our audience.
And that's where it's like, I don't get it, man. I don't get like, I just don't know how to do it. I don't know how to market. Like you can do, I don't know how to market for free. And I guess that is just literally word of mouth.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever it might be. Instagram's great, but that's hard to, like, again, this isn't a niche market we're in. And our, like, yes, our tagline's a podcast about nothing where we get to talk about everything. But that's super vague. So if someone's just kind of scrolling along SoundCloud or whatever we put our podcasts on, and they're just like, oh, a podcast got nothing where I can talk, they can talk about anything. I don't know that that's super grabbing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that someone's going to be like, now that's something I want to listen to, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's hard, man. It's a freaking grind. It's hard. It's a lot of work, but I like this part of it because I like this part of it because of what could come in the future type of thing. It's not like fun right now, but I know that if we keep like just pushing hard and doing all this, like stay consistent, doing all that, I know that there's potential.
Here's what I think would be a cool way to grow. Okay. First off, we need a celebrity. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, step one. Step eight.
The DeVille Theater, downtown Vacaville, is reopening.
Mm-hmm.
And so I talked to the owner a while ago, and he was like, I'll text you. And he never did. But I got his number still.
Kind of sounds like Steve-O.
Yeah, don't get me started. We don't talk about him anymore. It still hurts. Yeah, it hurts really bad. But I talked, they're reopening the DeVille. And so I think it'd be cool to do like once a month, maybe a live show.
Be awesome.
Because then that's where like people could invite friends or whatever.
Yeah,
and
you'd
be like, hey, come out to this show. It'd be like $5 or something.
Right.
It's super cheap. And then that's like a cool way to get new people.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like people are more likely to say, hey, come to this cool event than, hey, listen to this podcast.
Well, see, yeah, that's what I think too. And maybe it's just my own insecurities, but like,
oh yeah, you're really insecure.
Yeah. But I don't think we could just pull it off by ourselves. Right. But it'd be rad to have like Lindsay Ohm and Caden Brown and Braden White and those guys, like we are in between sets of music or something like that. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be sick. But we should do it.
Yeah, I think we should too. I just don't know. Like, I guess that's just putting yourself out there and like
I know
the curtain's open and your mom and your dad who was going to make it, but then he got caught up with work.
And then my mom heard you say a cuss word, so she can't
come
anymore.
So she walked out. You got four people in the audience, the faithful four.
Yeah.
So
I feel like, well, so I know the lady who's helping open the place.
Nice.
Yeah, so like I could reach out to her and see if she could hook us up. Or like even how to schedule a show or something like that.
Yeah, and how much it costs.
Yeah.
Because that's important.
But also, I feel like it's such a small, like a Vacaville theater is such a small niche thing that like can't be that expensive, right? They're probably itching for people.
I think so, man. I feel like DeVille's Theater is always in and out of business.
It is. So I feel like if we could say, hey, we have a guaranteed 100 people that'll come, you know?
Yeah.
Then I think they'd be like, all right, just
what
give
it. What would we do? That'd be kind of intimidating.
It would be very intimidating. Hey, we did one live show.
We did, and that was a good one. But that
was actually really fun.
How long was that one?
Like 15 minutes.
Oh, was it 15?
Yeah.
Nice. That's not bad.
That was really fun.
Yeah. But I think it'd be fun. I'd be down to yeah. do it.
I think if we'd need to like definitely sit down and like plan some stuff yeah. out. We couldn't just wing. I don't want to wing a live show.
No, what's your topic about? I haven't thought of it yet. All right, cool. We're going to go on in 5 minutes.
I don't want to say that we both picked our topics this morning, but we both picked our topics this morning.
We did fully both pick our topics this morning.
Yeah.
I'd be down to do that. We should do a poll or something on Instagram and Twitter and all of that to see if people would show up to that. Like cover charge $5.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I'd be down.
All right, let's do this. By the end of the year, we're going to have our first live
show.
All right.
All right, let's try it.
Okay.
Wait, when did this theater open up?
It opens, I think, later this month.
Oh, okay.
Because shout out X and Hilo. Do you know Jason Carmen?
Nope.
He goes here to the father's house.
I probably know his face.
He has like a movie company. Or a film company that he has, and they like make short films and stuff. The grand opening of the DeVille is like a premiere of their movie.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, later this month. I think it's the 26th, maybe. Yeah, 26th.
Sweet.
Yeah,
that's cool. All right. Yeah. So let's plan on that.
Okay.
Let's do something like that. We'll put a little thing out on Instagram and Twitter and be like, "Would you show up to something like this?"
Yeah.
Well, here's what would it cost be, Anthony?
It's not 100% up to
us.
No,
Anthony,
obviously.
Anthony. If you saw what would be the price you pay to have, let's say we have,
by a show of hands, how many dollars would you pay?
Okay, so wait, like Lindsay Elm has her band, right? Yeah. And then Braden and Caden, they have their thing, right?
Yeah, they do like covers and they have a few originals.
Okay, right. So let's just say it's Lindsay Elm, Caden, Braden, and then us, and we're like in between sets or whatever, right? With that being said, Anthony, how much would you pay? What would be the number? No. Come here. What would be the number that you would pay?
This is Anthony Onisco.
To see that.
For all three of those acts, I'd probably pay no more than 15.
Okay.
But if it was just you two, probably only 10.
Okay. We're $10, baby.
Yeah, you're $10 worth. God.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
get out of here,
Anthony. You're the best. We love you so much. I think ten would be cool because then you got to imagine we're splitting that between, well, Lindsay's band, Caden's band, and Braden's band. I don't know who
and
then
DeVille.
Us and then DeVille.
but that's a starting point,
right? So if we had $10 a person, 100 people happen to show up, that's 1,000 bones. But that's not. I mean. I don't know how much is a theater. How much would a theater cost?
I don't know.
Like, it's got to be a few good $100.
But dude, I feel like they're itching for people.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
I feel like they could. I feel like they would be cheap.
They have food and drinks there.
Oh, that's true. Food and drinks. They get the profits for that. We get the profits for us.
I mean, I'm all for it.
And even if we don't make money, if we come out even the first few times, I'd say it's a success.
Yeah.
If we like start making a little money, that'd be sick.
That's good.
But I think coming out even would be a good start.
I'm down, man. I'm down to do it.
Okay.
It's a great way to, we'd have to, I feel like you'd have to show, like, we have enough people that we know.
I think if we choose the right date, we could get.
Like a Sunday morning?
Sunday morning, maybe a Wednesday afternoon.
I feel like it'd have to be like a Friday night kind of thing, right?
Friday night would be cool. Saturday, no, not Saturday. Friday night would be the best.
Can you be a little louder, Anthony? Yeah. So anyways, like I said, this part, the grind sucks, but it sucks just because it's a lot of like kind of banging your head against the wall.
Yeah.
But what I enjoy about it is the potential to come. So like it's the looking ahead of the game. Like that's what I look
and
forward
we both
to. That's
agree.
What makes it enjoyable.
We both mutually agreed that we do this for ourselves.
What are we
going
to do when I move to San Francisco?
Well, there's bigger, better theaters in San Francisco.
That's true. A way to keep it up.
We could We could figure out how to do it over Skype.
Yeah, that's probably what we'll do. Mabim Bam does it out of three different states. I bet you we can figure it out one city away.
Easy.
So anyways. Shut up. It's a big city away. One big city away.
If you have made it this far in the podcast, we'd love for you to like DM us on Instagram at the Espresso Boys and give us your thoughts. What do you like? Would you come? How much would you be willing to pay for a show with us and maybe a couple other acts? And what do you want to see from it?
Yeah, we'll put something up. Let's put something up on Instagram today.
Okay.
And just be like, question for you all. We'll make a little video.
Okay.
And we'll post it. So anyways, yeah. The grind is real, but anything worth having's not going to be free. You know what I mean?
I got a small loan of $500,000 from my father.
Small, just a baby size loan. Just
really small loan.
So anyways, I think that's our episode.
That's it.
Sorry if it was loud in the background.
Yeah. Trench warfare.
Just, you know, we're doing this real, the grind.
We're getting trench foot on this podcast.
That's for sure. So anyways, make sure to follow us on our Instagram, Twitter, check out our Patreon. I'm your bad boy, Espresso Boy, Brandon Thomas, Ivan Holly.
I'm your cute boy, Espresso Boy, Caleb Tegler. And this is a beautiful outro from the one and only Twain. This isn't the outro. Nobody's going to want to listen to Twain because they think this is the song he made.